Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ah, crap! I almost forgot! Hey! Chaw! You're saving it for a good time!
What is it?
Big Chief! The best.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Hey, check this out. Lou Gehrig's pants. Not a bad fit. Hey, you don't think that nerve disease of his was contagious, do you? Better take him off. I'm too important to this team. Dick Stein can't be flopping and twitching.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Let's have a smell, all right? Ooh, wafting, wafting. Oh, everyone likes their own brand, don't they? This is magic.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Those goofy bastards are just about the best thing I've got going in this crazy world.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HC2, the Odyssey app. Thanks for being with us on a Thursday. Hope your mornings are going great. Jay Swigard coming up at 8:30, making a college football commitment live on the air. We got hats, we got props, we're working on it. It's going to be fun. Coming up in a half hour. I want to start with some NFL stuff. Before I do that, a crazy stat that just came across the wire on my baseball team that makes me really sad. You know Barry Bonds retired 17 years ago?
It was that long ago?
2006, I want to say 7 was his last year.
The year he broke the record.
No. Oh, yes. Yeah, the all-time record. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just got past Hank Aaron. He alleged that Major League Baseball colluded to keep him out of the game.
I think he would be right.
But he also wasn't a very good player at the end of his career. He's 40-something years old. This is the 17th opening day since Barry Bonds retired, okay? They have had 17 different starters in left field. There's been a different starter in left field every year since he retired.
Now, why?
After he started like 15 straight opening days in left field.
Yeah, I guess I would respond with, you got three World Series, though.
Oh, I'm not comparing. I mean, it's just fun. When you see that, you're like, God, we have not found a left fielder in 17 years.
Well, I was kind of curious. I didn't get to ask Corey this because we ran out of time. Like, I know they brought in Hernandez.
Yeah, Teoscar Hernandez.
What do they do with Kelenic if he's up?
Kelenic, I think,
is DH. Because I thought they played the same position. Am I wrong?
No,
on that?
I think Hernandez. They're probably going to start in right field.
Yeah, I think Hernandez is right. Yeah,
and Kelenic will start in left field.
Okay,
and you can DH one of them if you need to.
Yeah.
AJ Pollock is there now. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is that like random first week of the year. You're going to be like, oh, that's like as you brought up a Colton Wong. Totally forgot Colton Wong was in Seattle.
Oh, there's going to be a ton of that today.
And you asked that question. I'm like, oh, that's right, Colton Wong. Okay, that's a good little signing. I like that. Let me get to a couple of NFL notes though. I saw two of these this week, and I wonder how do we feel about one, and then are we buying the other? So I'll start with the are we buying this. Remember during the AFC Championship game, because of the whole fair, unfair thing, to have it in Buffalo or in Kansas City, and they didn't play, the game got canceled. Remember the big talking point that week was the NFL is undoubtedly at some point going to do this as a cash grab. They're going to move the AFC and NFC title games to neutral sites, go play them in these mega domes, make people come, charge a crazy amount of money for them. Well, this week, the commissioner was asked at his press conference a question, and I believe by our friend Sal Capaccio, about would you move, are you considering moving AFC, NFC title games to neutral sites? Are we buying what he's selling? His answer was, quote, there have been no conversations about championship games being played at a neutral site.
Are we buying Goodell's?
No.
Selling here? No.
There have been no formal conversations. It hasn't been brought up as they're discussing out in the open league business. Have there been owners behind the scenes? Absolutely. But I still think at the end of the day, I think as an owner, if you voted to allow that to happen, your fan base would crucify you publicly.
Rightfully so. You would deserve to lose every single yes. time you ever got to that
like,
game.
Why would any owner ever bring that up? I mean, that's what I don't get.
You lose so much. They could say we split the revenue. You'd still lose a ton of money from your gate.
Of course, yeah. And why would you not want your fans and your city to have the chance to host the game? Even if it's an outlay, even if your team sucks and you want to balance it out and you think it's more money, like, what if the one-off chance happens where your team's hosting an NFC or AFC title game and you got to go play it in Vegas in a dome thousands of miles from your stadium?
You know my stance. Like, I think Buffalo should dome it up because they've got Josh Allen and an offense. They're not going to do that. Their new stadium is an open stadium, too. If you're going to lean into the snow and the cold, and look, they lost this year at home to Cincinnati. But, like, why would you play in that condition if you're going to eliminate the possibility that that could help you?
Right.
That never made sense to me, the idea that they might do that. I don't buy him. I just think he's a professional liar.
Roger Goodell.
His job yes. is to lie to you. He is paid by the owners to tell you what's going on or lie to you about things that are going on behind the league that they may or may not bring up.
He just got a new contract, too. God, that guy's living a good life.
He might become a billionaire by the end of his career. Like, I'm not kidding. If you look at the details of this stuff, he's making almost 50 a year. I think in the new one, he's going to make, like, 55.
You're smart with your money, man. You're investing that.
Oh, that dude, I don't even know why he's doing the job anymore. I'd be done. I'd be playing at Bandon every summer. I'd buy houses all over. I get nothing out of this except people to say my name.
Everybody hates you and boos you at the draft.
But this was always the dumbest idea.
Okay. Let me throw another dumb idea at you. Because according to one anonymous owner in the National Football League, he thinks it's going to happen in the next, what did he say, 2, 5, or whenever down the road. This is going to happen, okay?
We went from 2 years to whenever?
That was the answer, yeah.
All right.
So this was an anonymous owner, and he was giving an answer to Front Office Sports. AJ Perez had this. And this is at the owner league meetings down in Arizona. And he is saying, quote, "We don't know if it's going to happen in 2 years, 5 years, or whenever." That's how he got there. "But there is going to be an international division of the NFL." Anonymous owner saying, "I don't know if it's going to be 2 years, 5 years, whenever." That I don't know how long whenever is, how long we're pushing that out. He is saying there will be an international division of the National Football League.
So, okay, so he's saying, like, let's say they have teams in NFL Europe the way they did years ago.
Sure, Mexico City, probably added to the list.
So, I mean, imagine being in Mexico City and you're in the same division as Spain. That seems stupid.
Seems a little problematic.
I don't know how they're going to do this.
I don't know if there will be a full-on division. There will be an international element. I don't know if there's a full-on division.
Are they suggesting that the international is going to play the domestic?
Yeah, that it's just going to be an added division to the NFL of international teams. So instead of the NFC South, you're going to have the NFC International.
You would have a team in London. You would have a team in, I don't know, Madrid or Barcelona, a team in Paris, and a team in Berlin would be my guess.
It's Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Their TH is with their C.
Stop taking the steroids, Edward.
I've never tested positive. Mexico City's going to have a team if they do this.
That's the one that makes the most sense. It's the closest.
I mean, but if you're going to have teams in Europe, you have to have...
I know, I don't get it. How would that
four
work?
Four or six over there. You can't have two. It doesn't work.
Panama?
You would basically have to have scheduling work out where you would have your pocketed teams over there. So the article I was reading said they have two NFL-ready stadiums, Wembley and Tottenham Hotspur.
Tottenham.
That those are NFL-ready stadiums. You can move a team into right away. There's obviously a handful in Germany. So you would the argument was you put two teams in England, two teams in Germany. There could be your start of an international division, where they would, for like a month and a half, stay over there, or I guess it would only be 3 weeks with four teams. You would play those three, travel to the United States, be here for like a month on the road, essentially, play a month worth of road games, and then, you know, you would flip. So some teams would fly over there and play all four teams consecutively, so you're not going back and forth.
I hate this.
I do, too.
I hate this a lot. You want to do a developmental league? You want to bring NFL Europe back? You know, I watched a little bit of those games. I was a lot younger then. I know Sukanic, you know, was in that league for a second, but I just, as a fan now at my age, I just have no interest. And if you have a developmental league, like, that's one thing. Football fans, we make fun of spring football. But if you told people there was an NFL minor league, I think they'd rate as well as any of the leagues out right now, if not even better, because fans of teams would say, oh, that's my funneled team, right? Like, you'd probably have a couple teams funneled into each team, and there's your talent. But, like, I have no interest in this, and I hate the idea of it actually being in season, teams going to play in Germany and in London or wherever for, like, 4 or 5 weeks. That's so stupid to me.
This is capitalism. It's what's our next revenue stream that we can create?
No, I think eventually they're going to add an extra bye, and I think the 17th game will all be neutral site games, and there will be international games all over the globe. I see that as the route they go to tap more into the international market. I don't know that there's any way that a players' association buys off. There has to be so much more money that's thrown into the player's salary pool for them to buy off on that.
To get traded to Germany. It's one thing to get traded from, like, the Seahawks to the Rams. Another thing to get traded to
Munich. I don't know if they can just unilaterally mandate that in, or if they have to negotiate it with the players' association. I don't see any way it happens.
I hope not, man. I'm with you, Spring. I hate the idea.
Unless the international stuff is Mexico, Canada.
Yeah, go to Toronto, go to Mexico City.
Yeah, if you want an international division, do it that way.
Go to Vancouver, BC.
Go to Regina.
Winnipeg,
eh? Yeah, I mean, like,
hopefully they got a dome. It's going to get a little cold up there.
I feel like Edmonton would be in on this. Like, Edmonton's like, oh, we got his hockey, eh? Let's do another one.
Edmonton's pretty far up there.
Yeah, I mean,
it is.
It's up there.
But they play football up there. They got the Blue Bombers.
They do.
Okay, I'm not saying they don't.
They do.
I'm not saying they don't.
Yeah. I just don't like this. I don't think there's an appetite for it. And you're right. Like, ultimately, you're doing this because it's capitalism. But
I think they worry. Are we going to tap out at some point on our television contracts? Like,
yes,
like billions and billions of dollars for these deals, right? So then your revenue is capped there. And if that's like where is the next source? And if I were advising them, that's what, like, I would say is you're perfectly fine. You're doing okay. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah. How many businesses would be making $13 billion every year and go, like, I know you want to make more, but, like, how many businesses would just be like, well, you know what? Actually, if we just do this for 35 years, we're golden.
Somebody's texting in about the NFL Europe Trophy, and I don't remember what it looked like. Now I want to Google it to see. Somebody said the NFL Europe Trophy was really cool. I do agree, though, on the surface. Oh, it is kind of a cool trophy. It's like a globe, like a ball.
It's a big orb.
Yeah, it's like an orb. It makes you look like a wizard. I'm kind of in on that. You take the orb off. It's like the old college football national championship trophy with the silver ball you take off the trophy.
I'm seeing one of the teams here, and I don't know what team it is, but I'm seeing one of the teams. I also forgot they put team logos on these uniforms.
They did.
Players that were playing for these teams. I'm also seeing a photo of a team celebrating with this orb, and it looks like Sukanik, and he's wearing the number 69. And I want to know, is this Sukanik?
Did he win an NFL Europe championship?
Did he win the championship, and did he hoist the orb in, emotional state, like, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're spot on, though. Like, if you wanted people to really care about spring football or something that could work on a smaller scale but be interesting to fans in the United States, a developmental league, like, imagine if you had something like that going on right now, and think of, like, young quarterbacks that struggled last year and giving them reps in a spring football league. Like,
well, you're not going to let that happen because you don't want to risk the injury stuff.
Yeah, but, like, for, like, Zach Wilson,
I mean, he should be in a developmental league.
He should be getting reps right now. Like, I think fans would watch. If you told me it was not like, hey, maybe six of these guys are going to make it to the NFL in 5 years.
Sure.
It's these guys were seventh round picks that played only on special teams, but we want to see them in a real role on a day in and day out basis.
Yeah.
Dude, fans would eat that S up.
I think they would too, but I just don't think you're ever going to see guys like him play in those leagues. I still maintain, I don't know what the end of the year is going to be. I know the USFL is about to start. I still maintain, I think at some point, the NFL is going to lean into the minor league developmental thing. They're already kind of partnering with the XFL here, the revamped XFL with The Rock.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be stunned that if they were happy enough with the ratings, and again, I'm not going to pretend to know what the ratings for the XFL have been, but if they were happy enough with it or think they could enhance it just a little bit, I wouldn't be stunned if they just partnered up with the XFL. Those games are already on ESPN.
Very true.
They already I think they've already talked about different rules that the XFL is trying, that the NFL is monitoring. So, you know, it's a different XFL than the other two iterations of it. And it might be more of something to partner with now that The Rock's running it.
Let me say, we can't find 20 really good quarterbacks for 32 NFL teams, but we're going to somehow going to produce more and send them overseas. Yeah, good luck with that. I'm sure they're going to love the tax system too. Like, that's a whole other point. Like, what's the income tax in Germany? And
dude, some of those countries are like 23%.
It's incredibly 20%,
high. 20%, 18%.
Guys aren't going to want to go over there and play.
That's pretty high up there. And to that listener's point, they're right. There isn't enough quarterbacks, but...
No.
Man, you put Cam Newton in Munich, Germany, saying, I'm better than 32, let me show you.
I'm back!
I might actually watch a game just to see what he does.
They said, we already make all the money, but how can we make more? It's the Amazon model. Everyone talks about how much they hate it, but they consume it nonstop. Like, yeah, you're not wrong.
But there is a point where you don't consume it to the level of them making a substantial amount. And this has already been proven. We loved football in the early 2000s. We didn't watch the NFL Europe.
We did not.
It failed.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good, valid point. Like, it's the Amazon model, sure. But Amazon gives you something. Like, they're delivering to your house.
Yeah, they're delivering a good to your house.
They have goods and services that they're giving you, whereas football is like entertainment. I think we love it, but I think we do cap out on watching it.
NFL international talk would be more meaningful to me if We Are the World was playing softly in the background. We are the world. I got a couple of college football notes I want to get to. We'll get a college football commitment live on the air coming up in about 15 minutes. Back after this on The Fam.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, click clack, protect this house. So that's what Steph Curry's doing. He just signed an extension with Under Armour beyond his playing days. He's basically the owner. He's the president now of Under Armour. We'll just go with that.
I am the president of everybody.
I'm the captain now.
I mean, he's right. I mean, look, we make fun of the Under Armour and the shoes. Well, not Under Armour per se, because they've got some pretty sick golf equipment and stuff.
Didn't we just make fun of Curry's shoes initially because they were kind of old dad-ish, like mowing the lawn?
But see, what's funny is I think those were the second Curry's.
Okay.
He's on like Curry 12s now or 11s or whatever.
That far down the list.
Well, I feel like they release two shoes a year. Like, how many has Lillard released from Adidas? Is it 8? Is it 9?
I have no clue.
I thought he was on version 10.
See what I'm saying? Like, and has he actually been with Adidas for 10 years? I don't know. I feel like he got into that in year 3, year 4.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the Curry design here. I don't know. There's all different iterations. Most of them are pretty cool.
They're pretty, you know, most of them look like Sabrina Ionescu shoe.
Yeah.
Pretty standard, but they look comfortable. They look like they're pretty functional. We made fun of him because that one shoe looked like a dad shoe. He gets the last laugh here.
He does.
He is easily the face of that business and that, you know, specific segment of their business. And whether you buy him or not doesn't matter. He knows Warrior fans will support him. He probably knows people in Charlotte will support him because he's the hometown kid. And he just signed his deal to not only be the president and overseer of, like, his division, he's now got, like, ownership stake in the company. So, you know, we make fun of some of these people, these athletes, if they don't go Nike or they're not the face of Adidas. But, like, in the same way Kawhi signed his New Balance deal, there's always more to it, and it ends up actually paying off more so than going with the traditional powerhouses.
Yeah, you can get lost in the shuffle at some of the other ones because you're never, like, and if you sign with Nike, you're never going to be a bigger deal than what Jordan. Like, Jordan will always be the biggest for you. And so that's the beauty kind of Adidas and Under Armour. They don't necessarily have that. I've just pulled up a list of the highest profile Under Armour athletes.
So Spieth, him, The Rock are probably the Rock is the biggest because he sells out of his stuff every time he releases it.
Brady technically still does stuff with Under Armour.
Is Brady an Under Armour athlete?
He's always been an Under Armour guy.
Okay, so he'd be name-wise.
But not playing anymore. So as a current athlete, it's got to be Curry. Embiid, I did not know, is also an Under Armour guy. I
had no idea.
Julio Jones, is Julio Jones still in the league?
I think he's still in the league.
Okay, he's still in the league. What else? Cam Newton is an Under Armour guy.
Yeah. Not in the league.
Not in the league.
Not in the league.
Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings.
That's a big get.
That's not bad.
Their football division, I'd imagine, is actually good. Because Under Armour was originally...
Chase Young.
Yeah. Was originally more of a football thing for people than anything else. I also, too, like, I know they're... Collins got this weird thing going right now. I don't know if you've noticed this. Where, like, four of his five shows in the last, like, 2 weeks... He's led with this Michael Jordan movie. Have you noticed this?
I have. He's talked a lot about it.
And, like, I know it's a Michael Jordan, it's a movie, and he's found ways to talk about it, but I almost feel like Colin has, like, a stake in this movie or the production company. There's just some reason. You can't just tell me he's randomly talking about the Michael Jordan movie this much. But I think it's actually an interesting story about how Curry got to Under Armour. Do you know the story?
I think I've heard it before.
So Nike was, you know, set to meet with Curry. He was just coming in the league. Obviously, he was the baby-faced assassin out of Davidson.
Yeah.
And he comes into the meeting with Nike, and Nike didn't even have his name right on the slideshow. And the guy talking, like, kind of forgot who he was talking to, and there was no real attention to detail the way it would be if it was Kyrie, if it was LeBron, if it was fill in the blank. And him and his dad noted that, and Under Armour was trying to get in here, and they just sold everything. Like, yo, it's you, and it's only you, and it's all you.
You're what we got.
And he said that was, like, amazing. A company opened their arms and said, you're our everything, whereas, you know, Nike's not perfect, but Nike had Jordan and LeBron and Kobe, and they had the names already. It was going to be hard to beat those names.
To be honest, man, if I'm a college football coach, that would be my recruiting angle, too. Like, if you go to a place that's won national, you know, like, say you're recruiting against Alabama. Like, if you go win a national championship there, you're a dime a dozen. Not saying you're not a big deal, obviously, but you're not. It's not going to be the same as if you go somewhere else and win where it hasn't been won either in a long time or they've never won before. Like, there's a big difference there. Like, if you just go be an offensive lineman and win a national championship, how many offensive linemen over the last 15 years have won a national championship at Alabama? But if you go to a place where it has, like, that would be my argument on the recruiting trail if I was a football coach.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's take NIL out of it because the money part of this is obviously running a lot of things of that now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a college football recruit, what is the most important thing to you? Is it you can win a national championship here or you will win a national championship? Or is it you'll be a star for our program? We just don't know if we're ever going to be a national champion.
The legacy play, like whether you win or not, if you're an elite player, you'll always have a legacy spot.
That's the Anthony Newman recruiting strategy.
Yeah, and look how it
worked out well.
40 years later, it's still there.
Q Newman winning state titles in Oregon now.
Somebody said Mahomes was an Under Armour guy. Mahomes is an Adidas guy. He's an Adidas. Adidas has a pretty decent roster. I'm not saying Under Armour doesn't either, but to the Curry point, like he chose right, man. He's going to run that damn thing.
Right.
I want to get to this quickly on college football. I saw a list, a ranking. We're in that time of year. Let's rank things going into spring football. And this is a ranking of the top 10 offensive coordinators in the country
Okay.
for 2023.
All right.
There's one at the top that I find a fascinating story that I almost want to dive into a little bit more as we get further from like the NCAA tournament. You're looking for those like dead guest days. Garrett Riley is now at Clemson.
Yeah, TCU, Lincoln Riley's little brother. And, you know, we made fun of Dabo last year. I thought how he ran his program after all the success was a little idiotic and a little egotistical. He humbled himself pretty greatly. He went out of the box here, and he went and got one of the more respected up-and-coming offensive minds in the sport. This is something where I would be hammering the over of Clemson, hammering them to win that conference, and they might be right back in the playoff conversation because his offense is really highly regarded.
And the ACC is not very good. No. I think Florida State's going to be pretty good this year, but everybody else is a major question mark in that conference. And it's only, how long is he going to be there? That dude's going to get a head coaching job relatively soon. He signed a 3-year deal, making almost $2 million a year, making him one of the highest paid coordinators. The encouraging part of this, though, number 2 and number 3 on this list are both in the Pac-12, the Conference of Champions. So according to Pro Football Focus, for the upcoming season offensive coordinator ranking, Ryan Grubb at Washington, who remember turned down a bunch of money to go other places. Now he's making a ton. I think he's one of the highest paid assistant in the country.
Right.
Making like $2 million this year. Mm-hmm. Speaking of guys who are going to get head coaching jobs, Ryan Grubb is going to get a head coaching job. And then number 3 on this list, Andy Ludwig of Utah. So the Pac-12 well-represented, Washington and Utah, according to Pro Football Focus, at least going into spring ball in 2023, two of the three best OCs in the nation.
No Brian Lindgren, huh?
No Brian Lindgren.
All right, keep disrespecting the Beavs. Just keep beating everybody.
No Will Stein. Nobody's respecting what UTSA did last year.
Prove it.
Putting up all those numbers.
Prove it in a Power 5. Look, the Andy Ludwig thing, that's an underrated name for a program. He's been there for a minute. He was rumored, and actually most people thought he was going to Notre Dame, that was a done deal.
It felt like it.
He had this big, he went to a hockey game with Marcus Freeman, and he ultimately decided to stay with Whittingham in Utah. Maybe he's a guy that just stays because he knows Whittingham is going to retire in a couple years. And he's like, hey, if anybody's going to get that gig, it's going to be me. And so I'd follow that. The Grubb one, that's a pretty obvious. That was another guy that was getting head coaching opportunities thrown at him. He was getting major programs wanting him to be their OC.
I think Alabama, A&M yep. called him.
And he almost left, but UW was able to kind of get together some of their funds and line their ducks up, and there you go. You keep Ryan Grubb for another season or two.
Dude, really smart play for Ryan Grubb to stay because he's got Penix coming back. There's familiarity already with the offense, and that has one more year written all over it, does it not, before he gets a head coaching job? And so you're going to Alabama where, yes, you got all five-star talent all over the place, but who's their starting quarterback going to be?
There's two kids. I saw it yesterday actually on ESPN, and I was like, I shouldn't remember
those names. Who's the next Alabama quarterback?
Yeah.
But it's an unknown, at least as of now, right. And A&M was a dumpster fire offensively. Yeah. Who the hell's their quarterback going to be?
Well, and also that's – talk about pressure cooker.
Yeah.
I think that might be the Mario in Miami's got it. A&M probably has the most pressure on them as a program
without
in college football next year.
And so you stick at Washington, you have a good year with Penix. Like, dude, yeah. Boom, there's your head coaching gig waiting in a year. The Ludwig one that I do wonder, because you mentioned he almost went to Notre Dame. They balked at it reportedly because of his contract buyout. I don't know what the details are on that. That's what the PFF piece says. I wonder how much of it, though, for Ludwig is and I don't want to push Whittingham out the door, but he's a guy I feel like every year that gets that rumor, like, is this it for Kyle Whittingham? Is he close? And Ludwig, who's been there for a number of years now, and they've had really good success, maybe there's that like, hey, man, I'm hanging on for 2 more years.
That's what I'm saying.
And you want to be the head coach here, like, take over when I'm done kind of thing.
That's kind of what I'm wondering is, like, Whittingham, and he's talked to us about this because he's a pretty open dude, but, like,
he's getting up there.
And he acknowledges that. He's like, I'm not young anymore, and, you know, who knows how many more years he's going to do it. So if you're Andy Ludwig, do you want to just take over the Utah program? It's in a really good spot right now, and so far you're staying in the Pac-12, or do you want to go to Notre Dame? And, you know, Notre Dame's getting a lot of love. Marcus Freeman might do it year two, but also kind of dangerous. If Notre Dame has a bad season, they might abandon the Marcus Freeman ship pretty quickly.
That's right, they might. Somebody pointing out a good point on my recruiting pitch in college football. That was Rebecca's pitch to Zava and Ted Lasso. Don't be a wuss. Don't go to the big dog, okay?
She
come
really
here.
Just kind of yelled at him more so than gave him a pitch.
Gave his unit a look, too. She was checking him out.
She did, yeah. Did you watch the new episode?
I have not seen it yet. Came out last night.
I stayed up a little late to watch it, but it was interesting.
Talk about an older smoke show, man.
Who?
Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca from Ted Lasso.
Absolute hot.
I was a little jealous of the player.
Sam. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hey, we got a first on our show. There has never been a college football commitment made live on our show. And this is like now I'm where I'm going to school. This is where I'm going to play college football. Another local high school football legend is going to jump on, Jay Swigard. He's going to make his commitment. Where is he going to go? We're going to have some fun with this in the Swigard family. That's next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back in. 8:34 here on a Thursday morning, and we're doing something as a first as a show. This has never happened before. We have a live college football commitment that's going to take place, and joining us now is the nephew of one Jason Swigard. We got Jay Swigard in. What's going on, man?
It's going good.
How does it feel to be the nephew of Jason Swigard, local celebrity Jason Swigard?
I don't think we have enough time for that answer right now.
I mean, I don't know. It's a cool thing, I guess. I don't know what to say.
How many times does he reference his nickname instead of just being your uncle at like a family function? Swag's here. Swag's hungry.
All the time.
Yeah.
Talking to the third person. Now, do you guys all go by Swag?
No.
Or is he's like the only one?
He's the one.
He's the Swag. Yeah. Okay, all right.
That's interesting. Hey, does the family talk about that? Do you guys have these meetings where you're like, you know, he references his last name and he shortens it and that's his nickname?
All right, let's get to the reason why you're here today. So you were a stud high school football player at Lake Ridge. Mm-hmm. And now what position do you play?
I play tight end receiver, kind of a hybrid. Okay. And then I also play defense as well, outside backer.
Now, do we have an idea of where, now maybe we'll get to this in the commitment in a moment.
Yeah.
Like, is there a focal point for college, or are we like, hey, I'm going in, I'm all over the board, wherever I'm fitting.
I think receiver, tight end is kind of where it's at, yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you bat, you know, offense is the place to be.
Catch some touchdowns.
Are you more of like a Jimmy Graham tight end, or are you more of like a Kittle blocking-esque catching tight end?
I'd say more of a Kittle, probably.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. I like that. Is that who is your favorite tight end in the NFL?
Probably Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a swagger with him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's too popular.
He's catching all those touchdowns. Well, you got to get to build that, you know, chemistry like he has with Mahomes. So yeah. Are you going to go in? You want me to Instagram?
I'm trying to figure this out. So what do I hit?
All right, hold on. Sprague's an idiot. Let me pull this.
Oh, no, I got it.
You got it?
I think I got it. Okay. Yeah, give me a sec. Oh, that's okay.
We're going to try and go live on Instagram here because we have it. We have hats in front of us. So let the listeners know where did you visit and what hats are we dealing with here on the main stage?
So I visited Linfield, Southern Oregon, and Lewis and Clark.
Okay, those are the three kind of main ones that you were taking a look at?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know Bama had interest. Yeah. I think Oregon State was close right there.
There is a Beaver hat on the table.
There is a Beaver hat on that table right there. Jonathan Smith, Oregon State, they've got it humming.
There's
right now.
There's a long legacy of Swigards going to Oregon State.
Now, did your dad go to Oregon State?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go Beavs. Okay. All right. There is a legacy here.
So my uncle, his great uncle, was a pitcher on the baseball team for a couple of years Oregon State. And then my grandfather, his great-grandfather, was the faculty rep to the Pac-8 as a professor of political science at Oregon State.
Oh, wow.
And then you went to Puget Sound.
Yeah, I got a scholarship. I got a merit scholarship to go there.
What the hell's wrong with you, Swag? So we
free college or paying out of your pocket? Come on, man.
We have Linfield alumni who are texting in saying they have a vested interest in this.
Oh, here we go.
You're going to upset some people. This is how commitments go. I'm a little upset that we don't have live animals. Although, does Southern Oregon have an actual bird?
I have no
They're
idea.
The Raiders.
They're the Raiders.
But
yeah.
The mascot's a bird.
I think
though,
it's a bird. It's an eagle or something.
I think it's a hawk, isn't
something
it?
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
It'd be kind of cool if we had a live eagle in here. And like
Wait,
a cat
why
or something.
Why are they the Raiders if they're not their logo's not the Raiders?
You got to ask Dusty that question. That's where he played.
All right, so we're killing too much time.
All right, here we go.
The reason you are here is to make a commitment. We have three. If you're watching live on Instagram, we have three hats that are on the table. So the floor is yours, Jace.
Here we go. I'm nervous.
So I will be continuing my academic and football career at Linfield.
There you go. Let's go, baby. All right, the follow-up questions that you see, we don't have a live cat for you to handle, but that's okay.
I got to be honest, this is, how did we not get a hat for him? This is...
Yeah, it's a beanie. He's got a Linfield beanie. No. We need an official hat.
The school we chose, we had a beanie, not a hat.
I know. Yeah. Well, I went to four different locations to try and hunt one down, and not so much. Okay. So, fortunately, there are Linfield people in the family. I made a couple of phone calls. Do you have anything? It's like, I got a beanie. I'm like, I'll take it at this point.
All right, that's all that works. That's all we need. What's the reason? What was Linfield? What stood out about them?
I mean, their football team obviously is known for winning, and then also just their majors and stuff. It's the major that I wanted, so that kind of drew me there.
Well, that's pretty sweet. So what's the major? What's the path you want to go?
I want to go into, like, sports management. So they have a sports management program, so that kind of helped me make my decision.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're a smart kid.
Yeah, you got to figure
actually
it out.
Actually thinking about majors and things that you want to do. I got to tell you, I did not do that when I was 18 years old.
His first couple of years, we can't even tell you what happened his first couple of years of college. I'm kind of curious, how difficult is this process or was the process for you going through this? I'm sure your parents are helping you out, right? You're probably talking to some of your teammates, your friends at school. Like, you know, you're going to these campuses and you know, Linfield's a really good program.
Yeah.
They're swaying you. Hey, it's going to be this. You're going to do this. Like, how hard is that process?
I mean, it's pretty difficult. I mean, it gets stressful sometimes just being, like, having all these different things to do and all these decisions to make. And it's because it's going to be the next 4 years of your life. So you feel like you have to make the right decision.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with Jace Swigart, who just, if you missed it, we're live on Instagram. You can go back and watch it. Made his college football commitment to go play at Linfield. So very exciting day for the Swigart family. What's the relationship like with the coaching staff there? Because I know that's a big part of it when you go through it. Mm-hmm. Do you gel with the people and are they, you know, kind of walking you through some film of how we see you fitting into the offense? What's the relationship like with the staff?
I mean, I know the offensive coordinator really well, Brett Elliott. I think that's kind of why what also helped me make my decision. He showed me what I'd be doing and all the things that he'd have me do, so that kind of helped with making my decision.
Makes it a little easier.
We have a couple questions on the Instagram Live. The first one is over under 800,000 for your NIL deal at and the other one is, when are you hitting the transfer portal? Because college football's insane now.
Yeah.
No, on that level, that probably doesn't happen very often.
No NIL deals. I remember the recruiting process at Lewis and Clark, walking around and going to like different meetings and stuff. And like, this is like, it's kind of weird. It's a little bit different than major colleges and that kind of thing. But Linfield has such a good history as a football program, man. This is exciting. You excited? So when are you going down? Are you going down this summer? When's the official move taking place?
I think I have to be there around, I think it's August 9th.
Okay.
I think that's when. Have to be there
August 9th. Are we expecting any PT as a freshman? What's the depth chart look like ahead of you?
There's a couple senior tight ends, but then after that, there's not much. So maybe my first year not play as much, but then my second year I'll probably get more playing time.
Slowly get into it.
Yeah.
What is the most underrated part that you're excited for playing football, going to Linfield? Like, what's the element that, you know, back of your mind you're thinking about and you're pretty juiced for?
Probably just getting to meet new people.
Yeah.
Because I mean, going out of high school, I'm not going to probably see much of the people that I've been at school with for a while. So just getting to meet new people and do new things. So I think that's what I'm looking forward
to. You got any teammates going to Linfield?
I don't think so. No, I think I'm the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any rival school kids that you know that are going to Linfield that maybe you hated or that you blocked? And
any Lake O kids going to Linfield that we know
of? I don't
think
there's any Lake O kids. There might be a West Lynn kid, though. So okay. We'll see.
Did you like him?
I'm not. I don't know who he is, but I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Come on, you hated him. Let's be honest here.
So give us the full scouting report as we wrap this up. Your commitments, very exciting. The strengths of Jay Swigard's game, the weaknesses, what is the focal point of work this offseason as you're getting ready for year one down at Linfield?
I think my strengths, I mean, I can catch the ball pretty well. I guess I have a good feel for like zones and like running routes and stuff. And then I think I just need to put a little more weight on. That's about it.
You got to bulk up. The offseason bulk pattern's going to go on. Okay.
I'm waiting for you to go to college, bulk up, in like 2-3 years. Your uncle's not going to just talk about how jealous he is of your dad. He's going to talk about how jealous he is of his nephew.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
One's stronger, the other one's bigger. You're all lapping your uncle, so that's a good sign. Well, hey, man, congratulations, dude. This is really cool.
Thanks for coming in and doing this. That was fun.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
We've never had a commitment live on the air. This has to be a new trend. If any high school athletes want to commit live on the air, reach out to us. Let's make this a thing.
I actually think that would be a fun thing to do. Like, if you want to announce where you're going, I don't care what level it is, come on in. I promise you, though, it's very Odyssey Portland. The first time we do this, the one school they choose is a beanie, not a hat. Like, we couldn't do the hat.
Yeah, we got a Southern Oregon and Oregon State.
That's my fault. I will take that. That's my responsibility.
I'm going to blame the company, not you, Swigard. Yeah. I'm blaming the company.
I'm still pushing for live animals next time. I think that needs to be the play. Well, Jay Swigard is going to Linfield. You heard it here first. Go watch the video on Instagram Live if you miss it. Him putting the hat on. Very exciting day for the Swigard family. We'll close up the show next on The Fam.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, welcome back in. 848. Congrats again to Jay Swigard. Very cool. First time that's happened on the show. A live commitment. I think it needs to become our calling card. You're like a 2-star high school athlete and you want to commit to a college live on the air, give us a call, man. This could become our thing.
Yeah, no star, 5-star, don't matter. Come on this show and let's do it.
Doesn't matter, man. We'll let you do it live on the air.
But you got to bring your hat because, like, we don't, clearly, we can't get hats.
You got to bring your hats. You got to bring hats. Live animals preferable, but hats cool too. So.
You and your live animal thing.
I'm telling you, it's the way. It's like, a new trend.
How many animals could you possibly bring in that aren't going to be dangerous? A dog?
Imagine a kid, a 4-star defensive lineman.
Cat in the house.
Committing to Oregon State. And he does it by picking up a beaver from underneath the table, and the beaver starts slapping his tail on the desk. How cool would that be?
I love how just easy. Or handed
a stick, and he just starts nibbling on the stick.
I don't think it just does that.
I think it'd be great. Let's start building a dam, buddy.
I think it attacks you. I think it freaks out of where it is.
You think a beaver would attack me if I pulled one up right now?
Look up beaver attacks. They're more prominent than you think.
Are they? Are you guys a vicious animal that I didn't know about? I thought you just scurry back into the water and build your dams.
Now, that's you thinking of nutrias. Water rats. We're actually, you know, contributing members to the animal kingdom.
All right, beaver attacks. I see one from a 73-year-old was attacked by a beaver in 2021.
Well, who do the alligators usually get? It's the olds.
The olds.
A lady just got eaten by an alligator in Florida.
Dude, if you get attacked by a beaver, that's on you. Like, you kind of deserve that's coming your way. You could step on it. You can run away from it. Like, if you're getting attacked by a beaver, that's...
You're going, Jason Sukanik, get killed by train, what are you doing, take?
I kind of, yeah.
Like, what if you're walking near a creek? Like, I have a creek near a trail, and I was walking my dog, and I noticed some sticks was kind of damming up the creek. And I honestly was looking around, and I'm like, did kids do that, or is there a beaver around here? And I kind of kept looking around to make sure I didn't, you know, see a beaver sneak up on me.
Is beavers, they sneak up on people?
Yeah.
It's a whole culture of beavers that I didn't know about.
Dude, beavers are lethal, man. You don't mess with a beaver.
Somebody said I would like to come in and pick between which gyms I'm going to attend. Friday works for me. We'll do that. Like, which hair? And I'd like to announce my commitment, too. Make it a whole thing. You're kind of blowing my mind. I'm going to spend the rest of the day watching YouTube videos of beavers attacking people. I want to see if there's anything out there.
Like, even a bird. You could say it's, I don't know, a trained hawk. Like, I don't want to be in this room. We had a guy years ago in high school.
The trained hawk.
And he was like an animal kingdom guy. And he came in and it was supposed to be a fun day for seniors. Hey, look at the animal. And this dude was busting out like black mamba snakes. And he would bring it near you. And he'd be like... And I'm sitting like, I'm literally as far to the wall as you can be in the fetal position. I'm like borderline crying, just begging him to stop. And the class is laughing and he thinks it's hilarious. And I have a general fear of snakes. How does a snake move? It doesn't make any sense in my brain.
They have little legs.
But then even then he brings around a snapping turtle. And he's like, and the snapping turtle, as he's walking around, has its mouth open.
Yeah.
And he goes, you see that little thing in his mouth? And as you lean closer, the snapping turtle snaps, and you're just like, ah! I love animals. Okay. I want to do everything we can in nature to help them.
Turtles scare you too, huh?
Dude, everything. I want nothing to do with wild animals.
Turtle's going to sneak up on you.
Yeah, they might. Snapping turtles?
Nip you in the Achilles.
You know what looks like a little baby mouse, don't you? You don't want snapping turtle on that thing.
Well, you know what? That's where we're going to close up today. Happy opening day to everybody.
Yeah, all day long. Day. 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.-ish.
On a channel, if you can find it.
There'll be games on the MLB Network. You all right there, Dirt?
I mean, texting in, beavers are cunning animals. Even with the prenup, they could take all your money in a divorce. That's really well played. 10 a.m., Braves and Nationals, 10:05. My Giants are in New York taking on the Yankees. Those are the first two games of the day.
Arson Judge jersey spotted in New York.
There's a Giants fan in New York walking around in a number 99 Arson Judge jersey.
Yeah.
And tip of the cap to that guy, because that's hilarious. Swag, what time? Your Dodgers are tonight, 7:10?
They're tonight, 7:10. They have the Diamondbacks, so they get to ease into the schedule. The Mariners also at 7:10. They host the Guardians. That'll be on Root Sports.
Bieber versus Castillo.
I can't wait for the Dodgers to win 6-1, and he still comes in and complains that it was only 1-0 through the fourth inning.
Bullpen walked three guys. Yeah. Not up to his standards.
Oh, not up to his standard. Mookie Betts, two home runs. Should have hit three. Freddie Freeman, what are you doing, you bum?
Inexcusable.
Come on.
Only two NBA games tonight. It is a TNT doubleheader. Celtics and Bucks. Is everybody playing?
The Bucks just played yesterday. They played last night.
They played last night.
Yeah. Usually Giannis hasn't been playing the back-to-backs.
God, that's
but they have to play because they're actually only separated, I think, in the standings by a game and a half or two games.
It's three games now. So
three?
If the Bucks win this, they go up four with five to play.
That's over. They clinch it at that. So I actually would play him because I'd want to clinch the one seat so he could sit for a couple games.
I'd hope so, man. And then Pelicans and Nuggets is your second half of the TNT doubleheader at 7 o'clock. There you go, folks. Fun little show today.
That was a fun little show. You got to see your brother.
Yep.
He's he doesn't know us, but like very different people, you and him.
Yes.
Are you like how many Swigards are there?
What do you mean?
Siblings.
My brother and I, we obviously grew up to 2.5 years apart, 3 years in school. And then I have a younger half-sister, but gotcha. She was born after I graduated from college.
Were
from,
you and him tight or like
your
brothers?
No, we had our own separate groups of friends. We were far enough away. We didn't play on any sports teams together. We kind of had our own thing. Yeah. So we didn't pal around together. Mm.
And that's why you've always been jealous. You wanted to pal around.
He did. He couldn't. He was too small. Didn't let him in the friend group.
It was a height requirement.
Sorry, like a roller coaster. You had to pay. Are you this tall to hang out in this group? Nope. Sorry, can't do it.
Why didn't you let that guy in?
That's my brother.
I mean, come on. He's only 5'11". We can't let him in. There you go. Good little show. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague, at 1080thefan on Twitter. Corey Brock was awesome. Jay Swigard making a commitment. We were live on Instagram for that. Happy opening day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.